Quick recaps. 2 weeks ago, I talked about the power that comes to a leader who says by their behavior and their actions to others, "I'm so glad you're here." Speaking this way is a powerful manner of exhibiting leadership. Last week, I pondered the question, what is it like when you don't have that feeling, "I'm so glad you're here," about a key colleague? Apologies if you found last week's TLDR too long, didn't read. This week, what can you do when you don't have that positive, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here" feeling about a key colleague, a boss or person who works on your team, or yes, a spouse, kid, parent? The major point I made last week is that this condition in which you aren't glad to see your colleague is almost always a reciprocal condition. If you're not inclined to say, "I'm glad you're here," that person probably doesn't want to either. And the compounding problem is that so often what we do then is blame the other. We expect they won't change, yet we expect them to take responsibility. So the result is we give away our agency and our power. We wait but expect nothing. Or try something, extend some olive branch, usually half-heartedly, only to be unsurprised that they ignore or disdain our noble effort. I know I've played the game where I give them a chance, a kind of trial, but I expect, in a weird way, hope that they don't respond positively. And then their lack of positive response, or any response, proves how right I was to feel so aggrieved. So two things are in order if you don't want to say, "I'm glad you're here," to a key person. First, take back your agency. Don't be a victim. Decide instead that you have freedom and you have capacity and you will use them to not be bound by your beliefs or their bad behavior. The second thing is to change your mind. I don't mean change your opinion. I mean watch and change your mind. The goal here is to begin to inject positivity back into the relationship. But first, don't act. Just observe. Observe yourself. The goal will be for you to work toward the optimal ratio of positive to negative communications, or a 5-to-1 ratio of positivity. But again, don't begin communicating. Because you can say the right things, but human communication is not about the lyrics, like "you're doing such a good job," but is about the music, which may sound fake, ambivalent, or half-hearted, which is probably what it is. Instead, make two columns, positive and negative. Preferably, literally draw them on paper, but minimally, make a mental two-column list. And begin noticing your negative thoughts about the other. Simultaneously, begin to look for positive things you could say. This is an exercise in simply observing your own mind. So just note the criticisms of them that come to mind, and look hard, if you have to, for the positives that you might notice. Don't get carried away with either. With the negatives, don't indulge in stories about, "There he goes again. He's so selfish. She's so controlling. Everything is always about her." Just notice the thought. Don't justify the thought. Don't dispute the thought either. And don't beat yourself up. Just notice. You might say to yourself, "Huh, okay, that's one negative." It's simply an observation about your thinking. For example, right here, right now, you might be thinking, "Dan says things over and over." Okay, notice. Don't prove. Don't disprove. Don't guilt yourself. Likewise, you can treat the positive column, the good things the other says, does, or contributes. Just pay attention. Develop what the Zen folks call beginner's mind. Just notice, as though you've never noticed before. Notice how difficult or how easy it is to see the good. Again, don't get carried away with the ideas. Don't argue with yourself if you see something positive by thinking, "Oh, sure, but he or she also does X, Y, or Z, which are terrible." Don't push yourself for sincerity. If you believe the positive, you believe it. If not, that's okay too. But the key thing is to not suppress the potential for the positive. Take one more step, only if you feel ready. Start to share a positive or some positives with them. Only if you can sing the song and not just say the lyrics. Only if you believe yourself and expect nothing in return. It's a long game you're playing. And this is about making a fresh start. You can regain agency, create positivity, create room for honest expressions of difference, but you've got to learn first to watch and manage your mind to lead with your best self.